systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jamul. Today is Friday, July 10th, 2009. My name is Matt. This is Danny. This is episode 216. Right. Got a lot of shit to get to tonight. It's late. Danny's tired. She's got to work in the morning. So, how are you?
Tired.
Thank you. I am great. Let's just jump right on into it. If you guys are listening live, thejamul.com/feedback type shit. We'll read it on the show or give us a call 406-204-4687. Right then. We participate in a little thing called the Podcast Gangbang, podcastgangbang.com. Once a week, each show, Hotcakes, The Jam Hole, Big Mouse Podcast, Ear Candy New York, Original Geeks, Basement Boys, Stereo Radiation, and is that it?
Basement Boys?
And, yes, got them. Okay, so we all do this. Everyone's kind of been lax lately, not, like, doing it when they're supposed to, but that's fine. I don't give a shit anymore. So, this is the question of the week by the Basement Boys. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Hello, gangbang. This is Ward from the Basement Boys podcast coming in with the question of the week for the week beginning July 6, 2009, the year of our Lord and Savior. All right, here we go. Would you rather do it multiple times daily with the hottest sex change transsexual you ever saw? She would look like, oh, I don't know, Megan Fox, and the only remnants of what was are those fugly toe thumbs. You never know you're throwing it at a dude for the rest of your life. Or would you rather take a 3-thrust shot in the ass from your best guy friend now and have to go through the rest of your life interacting with him? Barbecues, birthdays, bat mitzvahs if you're Jewish, retirement home, all that stuff. This question is geared more for the guys, so sorry to the ladies, but in an effort to push a button here before I leave you all to discuss, I think women have a repressed lesbian gene anyway, so they wouldn't have any problem answering a question like this designed for them. Oh well, here it is, girls. Would you rather take a fake dick, which you probably already do regularly, or eat out another chick? That is the question of the week. Enjoy.
Okay. Now, the first time I heard this, I was listening to Big Mouse Podcast. And now that I hear it again, do you remember our question of the week a long time ago when we first started?
Was it very... Would you rather...
Something about bang... It was very similar to this, I think.
And it ended up being, I would fuck the dude with the chick sitting on top of her.
Oh, no, no, that's the thing that was from Sick and Wrong, where it was like you're trapped in a room, and every day you fuck the chick, she gets a year younger, but every day you have to fuck something, so it's either the chick or your best friend, and yeah, that's something different. But I'm talking about, here, I'll find it here, I'm talking about our question of the week that was... Like, would you rather have sex with the most beautiful...
Remember that? Yeah, I do remember that.
See, and I'm not going to fault them for it, and, you know, we'll answer it, seeing how they ripped off...
No, it was, would you rather be with the most beautiful woman ever, but you couldn't have sex with her?
Oh, was that what it was?
Or you could be with the ugliest chick ever.
Never fuck hot chick or always fuck ugly chick.
Yeah.
But there was one before that. I know what I'm fucking talking about here. Fucked by hair. It's right here. Would you rather... This was from February 23rd. See, and that was way before they were in this thing with us. But it was the second question of the week we ever did. Would you rather get your asshole fucked by a dude, just an average everyday dude...
Oh, yeah!
Or get fucked by the most beautiful chick with a penis? See?
Oh, yeah,
their question, though, they're switching it around. What would you rather fuck? So... okay, so basically I would probably... Megan Fox does have weird looking thumbs. They're like toes. Have you... Weird.
I don't know.
They probably transform into an awful movie that ruins kids' childhoods.
So which would you choose?
I'd probably have to bone her just because... I don't want to have
the
sex
she-male?
With... Yeah, I don't want to have sex with my dude friend. Who's and you can move her balls and stuff, like...
No, he said there's no remnants of it being a woman or being a man except for the toe thumbs.
No, what?
Yeah.
All right, so there's the answer. Moving on.
Oh, and I'd rather take a fake dick. That's so much easier.
Of course you do.
Vagina.
All the time, right?
Yeah.
All the time. Not? So, you may be wondering.
What?
You were supposed to go get Zach the Felon a bus ticket on Wednesday.
Right.
When you got paid.
Right.
And is he on his way to New York?
No.
No?
No.
Well, he sure shit ain't here.
Uh-uh.
So, what happened? Back to you, Danny.
Okay. Oh, man. Anyway, I told him that I would buy him a bus ticket, and, you know, I didn't have the money to do it. I don't have the money to do it.
He didn't have an ID. So remember when he came here, he said he was late about 10 or 15 minutes because he was up at the lake, and that's why they kicked him out. Then he said he talked to his probation officer, and he was cool with him transferring over to New York.
Yep.
So.
I called the probation officer.
And?
He did not get his probation transferred to New York at all.
Really?
And
whoa, really?
And?
He lied?
Yeah.
A felon that lies? Get the fuck out of here.
And he got kicked out of the Samaritan house for being rude and just obnoxious to the people that are already living there.
Really? A felon that's obnoxious and rude? I don't believe that
and
for a
minute.
And
setting off fireworks in the alleyway, which is illegal in that part of town.
Right. And I do believe that if you are a felon, you're not allowed to possess Class C explosives, are
no,
you?
You're
probably
not. Or break the law.
Or drink. Or smoke pot.
All right.
You fucking idiot.
So,
oh, my Christ.
I called the PO, and I was like, look, this is what he's trying to do.
But hold on. Before you did that, you called his girlfriend. You called his dad. Hey,
well, I didn't call any. I didn't call his girlfriend. She's just been MySpace.
MySpace, right.
Yeah.
You were MySpace warring.
Yes.
This is your guy that you love so much. Split the bus ticket with me. And she couldn't because she just lost her job, of course, at the strip club.
Probably.
And then probably. And then his dad is just like, I got four other kids that aren't all fucking retarded to support, so
Fuck you.
Luck there. So it's on us to get him back.
Right. Which,
right.
Fuck that.
Which,
I
well,
don't care.
We got him back, but not to New York. So you call the PO.
Called the PO. The PO said, you know, he's been lying. Where's he staying at? And I said, I don't know.
He was staying. Did you tell him he stayed here?
Yeah, I told him. I was like, I let him stay here the first night he got out.
Right.
And I let him stay here the other night.
And we dropped him off at the homeless shelter.
Yeah. And
that should have been the last we ever saw of him.
Right. Which it was not.
Which it definitely was not.
No. And so he's like, all right, so he's homeless. He's trying to skip town. You know, he got kicked out of that place. Just call me when you see him. And I'm like, okay. And so...
So the PO was like, he never even mentioned going to New York or anything.
No, he mentioned it, but he didn't get it set up at all.
Right.
So
he totally fucking... He totally fucking lied to my face about this whole thing, which makes me now feel even better about the fact that I didn't let him fucking stay here. And I knew it. I fucking called. I had a bad feeling about that whole thing, right?
Right.
And what was right? My bad feeling.
Okay.
I win.
Okay.
So.
Moving on. I hate this game.
I know.
I never win.
I know. You don't play right. That's why.
Yeah, I'll figure
okay,
it out.
Okay, continue, please.
So, I said,
Big Mouse says we all win. We all had a bad feeling.
Yeah.
He says, thank God or Xenu that you guys didn't let him stay there. We all had a bad feeling about that gay. Guy, sorry.
Thought that was
an A.
But I was like, all right, you know, I told the PO that I would call him and let him know when I was going to see him again so he could come get him. And I was like, all right. So I got paid on Wednesday, and I told Zach, meet me at work on Thursday, and I'll just give you the cash so you can go get your bus ticket.
Right, assuming he had his ID.
He did.
He did end up getting it?
Yeah, he got
it. Oh, word.
Yeah, so he would have been able to go.
Right.
But,
that's even better, because he knew. He's like, man, I got my ID.
Oh, he was so stoked. He's so happy.
I'm getting on the bus. Everything is great. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
And then it does.
I love life. I'm turning over a whole new leaf.
Right. Not.
Not.
Not. You have been denied. So he shows up with our friend Myron, who was his roommate a while back, and he also worked with me.
Right.
And he's a big pothead, too. So I'm like, I guarantee you, Zach is going to piss dirty if he goes in, you know?
He wasn't expecting to have to take a piss test. He was expecting getting on that bus and never having to see his
this
PO again.
Right, yeah.
Because to him, he never, you know, this was fleeing the fucking country, basically.
Yep. Fuck, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Hey, we both worked long fucking days today.
Yeah.
But we're still doing this shit. It ain't stopping until the wheels fall off.
They're falling off.
Thejamhole.com/store. 6 shirts left by the end of this show. Strip club.
Anyway. So he shows up with Myron, and I gave the number to my boss, and I was like, hey, call this number. Because I had told my boss what was up. I was like, call this number. Let him know what's going
on. This was before your work opened in the morning,
right?
Yeah, in
the morning before it's open.
The manager and you. And so you're like, check this shit out.
Oh, dude. He was totally down with it, too. He's like, really? Yeah, let's do this.
No
shit.
And
I'm like, oh, it was so great, man. So I gave him the number, and I was like, all right, he's here. You know, call him. And he calls him. And I stand out there just talking to him the whole time. I'm like, dude, Myron, what's up? I haven't seen you in so long. I'm sitting there memorizing his fucking plate. I'm like, you motherfucker.
So he gets there and someone comes in and gets you and you go out to Zach and you're like,
oh, dude, it was so great. I'm like, all right, do I look like an idiot? I'm like, I looked at Jan, one of the chicks in there. I'm like, hey, do I look like I'm lying? And she's like, no. I'm like, yeah, sweet. It was great. And, so I went out, and I ended up just talking to Myron about a bunch of stuff, and then Zach was like, well, you know, can I just get my cash and go? And I'm like...
Like he was in a hurry,
yeah,
huh?
Like, I'm kind of looking around, I'm like, ah, fuck. You're gonna hate me, but I didn't get to cash my check yet.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, nah, dude, I didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, and I don't have the cash yet, but my boss says I can leave early today if I get my stuff done quick enough. And he's like, oh, yeah? And I'm like, yeah, dude, probably like 11 o'clock. And I can take you down to the bus station myself, and we'll get you the bus ticket. And he's
nice.
Like, all right, sweet. Because the bus here leaves at like 12:30. So he would have been able to make that bus. So he's like, oh, okay, cool. And he's like, I'll just go and hang out with Myron until then. And you could just come pick me up. I'm like, ah, fuck, man, hang on. And all this, like, I was standing out there talking to him for like a half an hour just to keep him there.
Right. I mean, why did it take the cop that long?
Yeah, about 20 minutes, man.
Really?
Yeah.
He was probably like, God, I fucking hate this kid.
I know. And then, so I go, I'm like, all right, dude, let me just see if I can get out now and then just come back to work.
Nice. Because, you know, you want to help him get out of here.
All right.
For sure.
Huh.
Totally. Yeah. You're helpful.
But, so I go back in and I'm sitting there talking to Schindler. I'm like, I'm supposed to be asking you if I can leave now. And he's like, And so...
Just totally Stalin.
Yeah. And,
Joseph Stalin, yeah. My girlfriend.
And me and my boss go back outside, and we're just standing there talking to Zach and Myron.
Like, the boss is out there, too? Just like, what's
just
up?
Chilling. And then as I walk back in, I hear a car pull up, and I just kind of like... shut the door and look through the peek hole. It was the coolest thing. My boss is right there, and he kind of like had to back up because the car pulled up on the curb. And Zach looked like, holy fuck. Like,
he recognized
his PO.
It was an unmarked car, though, right? So just like, what was it? What kind of car was it?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Just like, was it a Crown Vic? Like a cop car would just totally not marked? Or was it like a different model altogether?
It was a different model altogether. He just had the lights on the inside of the car, you know?
So yeah. He sees his actual PO get out, and he knows he's fucked.
And like he went to like kind of back up, and his PO's like, "Don't move!" And he's like, "Oh shit!" And he's like, "That fucking bitch, that fuck," blah, 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 like all yelling,
going
and
off,
stuff.
And
oh,
shit.
It was so great, dude. You don't even know, it was so amazing. And Schindler came back in and fucking high five. He's like, "That is the coolest."
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when you're a piece of shit and you come to my house and you mooch cigarettes and you lie? That's what you get.
So, and his PO is actually a really cool dude. Like, he's really nice and shit. He just moved out here like 2 years ago also and stuff. He's super cool.
He wasn't the PO that got a DUI over the 4th of July weekend
No, no, no.
That was some chick. That's so awesome.
That
hey,
is awesome.
PO, how's your record?
But, no, he was really cool, and then,
Yeah, see, Red Fox, and that's what I was thinking of, too. Red Fox says, betrayed by two people. That guy's gonna be plotting in prison.
I don't give a fuck. Let
that's
him try.
What I was thinking, but... What do you do?
Huh? Oh. I just went back to work, right, and just got my shit done, and then I went out to smoke later on in the day at, like, 3 o'clock, and the PO calls me, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, cool, I didn't think I'd hear anything about this after this.
Right,
what's going
like
on, you know?
The after post game
fucking
wrap up.
Well, because I talked with him for quite a while, you know.
I
talked to him about the whole thing, let him know what's going on.
Well, yeah, you were the one that let him know that this was going
down.
Yeah,
he was totally happy that I was so helpful.
So now you're the snitch.
I am the snitch. And I bet you now that I did this, he probably thinks I'd snitched on him the first time, but I didn't.
We told that story here, and he was here, and he knew who it was.
He still thinks it's me, but
no,
it's fine.
I don't think so.
I know exactly who it was. It's the dude that drove
name?
Him. Myron.
We wrote it in the show notes.
Stacy.
Jeff the snitch.
Jeff.
See, I remember
that
shit.
Well, they all live together, Jeff, Myron, and
Stacy. Of course they do. Of course they do.
So, anyway, but...
See, and that's... Why didn't he go stay with his good friend, Myron, instead of coming over here and being like, you are my last fucking option and shit? Like, why didn't Myron let him if they're good friends?
I don't know. Because Myron wanted to turn his ass in the first place.
Are you serious?
When the cop pulled up, Myron seconded my story. He's like, dude, he told me he was coming here to get money to go to New York. And
right.
He's like, that's exactly what she says. He's like, well, it's true.
Corroborating evidence?
Yeah. And
can you
so
spell corroborate?
He's like, he just needed a place to stay last night and he needed a ride. And he's like, I gave him a ride. I'm here. I don't know anything other than that. And so,
and definitely don't search my car.
Right. Poor Myron. But so he calls me, the PO, and he's like, I just want to let you know what's going on. And I'm like, okay, cool. What happened? He's like, well, first thing I brought him in, I piss tested him. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes, it came back dirty.
Of course it did.
So,
because getting high is so much more important than your fucking life.
Right.
I enjoy getting high. If it was like either get high or go to jail, man, that's a tough one.
Right.
Whoa, my, amazing, amazing.
So, that's one strike against his parole.
Right.
That's a violation of parole.
If you don't give a shit, then why the fuck should we?
Okay, and then he said that Myron wrote a statement out saying that he seconds my story. So,
and
that's two people against him saying that he was trying to skip town.
Yeah, that's called corroborating evidence. That's fantastic.
That is another hit against his parole. And being kicked out of the Samaritan house.
And not having a
place to stay. Is another violation of his parole. And not checking
in with his parole.
He's out. And
so
now back in jail.
Do you think he'll change his Twitter name from Zach the Felon to Zach the Prison Bitch or Zach the...
Zach, that I take it in the butt now because I've been in prison too long?
That's all I got, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
He's the kind of person, I think, though, that once you're in there a while, like, you're going to be in and out for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, like those people. There was a couple in our family on my dad's side like a long time ago. And I think every family has probably one, like in their extended family. It wasn't like any of my direct relatives, but.
Yeah, I got an uncle.
Everyone has an uncle or a cousin or something like that. That's just.
Uncle and a cousin.
You get together and everyone's like, so how's Raymond doing? And they're like, oh, he's been in and out of jail his whole fucking life. Piss dirty.
Cool. I don't know, but he's back in jail.
I blame the music. I blame the hip hop. I blame the rap music. I blame riding dirty. It's not cool to ride dirty, guys. I blame the black people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There, I said it. I'm sorry. I blame the
you
black
racist
people.
Though. Fuck.
Hey,
what?
Who's in jail? The black people.
A midget.
And that sucks.
A fucking midget with a New York tattoo on his arm.
So when he gets out of jail, he will probably come here. And do we have a threshold law like in Texas?
He told me that if he comes by here, just tell him that he's trespassing and leave. And if he doesn't leave,
then shoot him in the face. Okay, got it. I'm glad that's recorded. Oh, wait, we don't have. Hold on. I'm being told that we actually do not have a, what's it called? What did I just say?
Something
threshold law.
Yeah.
Like Texas. God bless Texas and nowhere else.
No, but if he comes here to just either call the PO or tell
shoot
him he's trespassing.
Yeah.
And if he tries to come in, if he breaks that door, we can legally shoot him.
Done.
Try not to shoot him in the head, though. I just want to shoot him in, like, the balls or the leg or
so
the toe.
So he can come back after that heals. Fantastic.
No, just so he
Red
can
Fox
suffer
says,
through that.
Well, he has a place to stay. That is a fantastic point. He
I
does
guess
have
his
a place
PO
to
is going
to
try and get him a place to stay on his probation and shit and get him a job and all that stuff. And they're going to
be
watching
helpful.
Him all the time. I know, yeah,
that
right?
That would be very helpful.
Right.
Just help a brother out.
For fuck's sakes, man.
I don't need a handout. I need a hand up. Okay?
I was just sick of it, dude. It's not my responsibility.
Exactly.
I'm not his mother. And you know what?
You should write him a letter in jail that says, you still owe me money, bitch.
Just that.
Just that. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I hope his girlfriend listens to this episode, too.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't know, or she might now, but I bet you wish you would have been a lot nicer. What
yeah.
did you learn? Stop
being bitches.
Because
I even
bitches.
Asked her before I
That's
contacted
right.
the PO.
Split it with me. Do you... How... You don't have a place to stay if you lost your job. Like, where's he going to stay when he gets there? It's going
right.
to be this whole problem all over again, except in New York.
Exactly.
It's way fucking more.
But she wanted him to come there and, like,
you know
live
else?
With her and whatever, I guess.
Of course.
But
and live
whatever.
Happily ever after and have lots
but
of kids.
But the thing is I
that
asked
do the same
her,
thing.
I asked her before I contacted the PO. I said, if you love him so much, like you say you do, then you buy the bus ticket or split it with me. And she's like, nah, I can't.
MDS says, don't shoot him with an unregistered Taurus 9. Right, probably.
I got a few registered. It's cool.
Oh, word.
No big deal. But, you know, I totally asked her, and I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to go ahead and contact his PO. And this was like a day before I did it, so
and
I'm
she's
surprised
like, oh,
she
no,
didn't
you...
even tell him.
Oh, no, you didn't.
She's like, why would you contact his PO? That's just messed up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, what if he's lying to the both of us,
he's
which I know
legal.
He probably is. I don't want to get in trouble for somebody else, and I don't know if yeah. you want to or not, but, dude, I'm not getting in trouble for that shit.
Yeah, fuck it.
You know, so, I mean... He lied to me, and he lied to her.
And me. He lied
and
to
me.
And you know what?
And if she
Above
thinks
all,
that this is still fucked up, she's an idiot. Because, dude, he lied to you. He even said to us, off air...
That he was having sex with homeless chicks.
Yes, and
dude,
saying that...
I mean, he did say it was so that he would be better and in practice when he got to her. But you were having sex with homeless chicks.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was a lie. I don't even know.
I don't even know.
I don't even know.
But he First even said, I asked him straight up, sitting here on this couch. I was like, dude, you just using her for a place to stay? He's like, yep.
Yep.
Pretty
absolutely. Because you know what, Danny? You will always have my heart. That sucks, dude.
It's so funny, dude. He's like, yeah, I got it wrapped around my finger and blah, blah, blah. So if she still thinks that this is fucked up and all the crap that he talked about her saying, oh, I'm just using her for a place
tell
to
him,
stay.
Honey. Tell
she's
him.
A good lay and tell blah, blah, blah.
Amen.
Shut up, Matt.
Amen.
But yeah, she still thinks that's fucked up, and then she's fucking fucked up in the head. So I apologize for being rude, I guess, but you were rude first.
Hey, like Keith says, you decide to start it. You don't get to decide when it ends.
Yeah, don't we fuck
do.
With me when I'm buying your boyfriend a bus ticket to get back to you.
I liked your idea of just buying him a bus ticket to somewhere like in the Midwest and then like that's it. Like, we make one that says from that stop to New York, but
right.
the real one is from here to that stop. That'd be so...
From here to, like, South Dakota.
Somewhere in the middle. Like, right in the middle. That'd be so brilliant.
I was thinking, like, South Dakota.
Fuck.
There's, like, nothing there.
No, I'm actually not getting off this bus. Can I see your ticket, sir? Oh, what's that? Ticket fraud? Oh,
that'd
that's awesome. But I was going to say, you know, he lied to all these people. Above all, he lied to God. God don't F around. I don't know if you know this or not.
Hey, Matt.
God does not fuck around.
You're not religious.
God will put your ass in jail. Look. No. I prayed. I talked to God.
No, Randy Block, the officer of corrections of Kalispell County Police, will put you in jail.
Not me.
By the way.
Don't lie.
Anyway.
Liar, pants on fire.
I'm done with the whole felon thing. I'd be happy if we never mentioned him again. And unless he sends me a threatening evil letter, which I hope he does.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be really cool. You fucking bitch, you turned me in and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to kill you. I'll be like, yes.
Be like, I actually just called your PO to make sure that this was all cool so that I didn't get in trouble.
And that's pretty much what
I did
in the first place.
I did, however, help set up the sting operation.
Which was awesome. My day was so amazing.
So is he not coming to episode 250 then?
No. I don't know.
September 25th?
He might be out by then.
Red Fox asked a while ago, how long is he going to be in jail for? Do we know?
Don't know.
Is there a court case? Can we go sit in on that? Just like chill, like, hey. That sucks, dude.
The PO told me to not make any contact with him and stuff, and I'm like, no problem.
Really?
Yeah.
I honestly thought he was a nice kid when I first met him, but then after that, I don't know. It just went downhill.
Yeah.
And Red Fox says he's calling Capital Z. And Burger says, so no police chase video? Where is the police chase
video? I can get
a
copy, I believe.
We should actually definitely do that.
Okay, yeah, because we can go down to the police station and request it. It's my fucking car.
I know! Like, yeah. He took that shit back!
Yeah.
What a fucking prick.
He'd be like, yeah, my car was wrecked in this video. I would like it back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Along with the money he
We're
going to
try and recoup some of that cash that was lost by...
Right.
Well, anyway. Fuck. As you all know, you were probably waiting. Speaking of God. See how I did that there?
Okay.
On Thursday, I went. And it sucks that I have this show in the sense that, like, I want to go out of my way now to get her all, like, talking about this shit just so I can watch how crazy she is. So that kind of sucks. But I did talk to the crazy Jesus lady. This sucks so bad. I was there for, like, 25 minutes with my hand on the fucking... screen door thing that she keeps locked because she's crazy.
You're trying to leave.
And she tries. She has this little... I've told this before about her house. It's got like this little fence. And you could step over it, really. I mean, it sucks when you're carrying water. But
it's
you
there
can...
for looks, basically.
No, but she takes extension cords and scarves and shit and ties them around the gate so that it doesn't open. And she... blames it on these imaginary... I don't even know. She's like, kids in the neighborhood keep trying to break in or something. Like,
what?
It's this tall. What are you doing?
That's
so now
retarded.
I have to untie this big fucking, you know, extension cord. Anyway, it's stupid. So, picture if you will. This lady completely disgusts me. I'm offended that she is alive. I'm not even
drowned
kidding.
At birth. Maybe?
I will buy the two jugs she takes once a fucking month if she would just die, and then she could be in heaven. And I could not have to ever deliver to her again.
I think you feel the same way about her that I did about Matt Cubberly.
Really? No, but Matt wasn't like...
He was an idiot!
That's totally different.
He should have been drowned at birth.
Right, totally different. Matt was nice. I like
Fetal
that.
Alcohol syndrome.
Just because I never worked with the kid. He cooked my breakfast a lot at Sykes, though. What?
Did he spit in it?
I don't know. Tasted all right. He liked me.
I hate him.
Well, you're a bitch to everyone. So,
if you don't know the difference between white meat and dark meat, you should
die. Who gives a shit?
Well,
it's
he's
not
like,
even real
I
chicken.
Have so much fucking kitchen experience.
Well, okay, if you're a cook and he's a cook and he's like, I'm a better cook than you, and you're like, no, the fuck you're not, then I understand.
Yeah, but it was really
annoying.
He
just came on the show. He was amusing. I enjoyed it. I don't know.
Because he's
whatever.
An idiot.
And I'm an idiot, so, you know. We
you're
can
a smarter
smell,
idiot.
We smell our own kind, right? So, picture, like, this lady can take anything, any topic, any, she could turn hi, how are you, into, well, Christ always teaches us to do this and that and the other thing. Anything. Just like that. And then, boom, you're stuck. Picture, if you will, Courtney Love in about 35 more years. So, in her 70s, what are you doing? Child.
I'm sorry, I'm delirious.
Got it. Kind of.
Yeah. I dropped a rib tip at work and laughed my ass off like that, dude.
Of course
I don't
did.
Know why it was so funny.
She and she just called you a smarter idiot. Yes, that's so. This lady is like a 300-pound she's probably like in her 50s, 50-year-old Courtney Love. Just not the well, maybe the drugs, but. Her makeup was, like, smeared on like a clown almost.
Yeah.
Like, here's her lips, and it's
like she slept in it type deal?
Yeah, and it was all runny like she was a hooker and had a rough fucking night. And it just... And she was just sitting there like that, cleavage just hanging out. Like, on the couch like this.
Like how?
Like this. Just disgusting. And so she's like, how was your fourth? And I tell her about, you know, just like, oh, it was cool. We went fishing and caught fish. Like, just stupid, real basic, one-layer fucking answers, right?
Yeah.
Like, I have to go now. I have, like, 40 other people that are going to tell me about God today. So I need to get going on that. Just totally fucking annoying. And then... She goes right into how all things good are Christ and all things bad. Well, that's the devil. Instantly.
So my
and
boss.
I'm like, what? What are you talking? Did I just punch that? I'm
sorry. It sounded like that hurt.
No, I don't feel anything. She just starts talking about that.
I wish and I didn't feel anything either.
It was just... What?
So I wish I didn't feel anything either.
She just... It sucks, dude. It should be illegal, I think, to be like, let me tell you about God.
It should be illegal.
It totally should. And it's weird that was like 100 pages ago in the God delusion. I was just... That was that part we talked about on the show that they always say, like, if there's no God, then why are you good? And it's like, well, why are you a scumbag if there's, like, it's weird. Yeah. And it was the exact thing she said. Like, they all get told the same thing. And they all, it's, blows my mind. So then she says, the devil doesn't work on or tempt people that are already not with Christ, like people that don't believe, anything like that. The devil doesn't waste his time on that because he's already
in his pocket.
He's got you, sucker. He's already got you in his pocket. He works on the people that believe. And that's why you have to have strong faith.
So maybe I should believe for like 2 days and see if I get tempted.
I don't think that can't... Whoa. Maybe. He will tempt you with the fruits of pleasure and lust.
Well, wait. Can I not have sex?
And give you a 36 triple D bust? Big old titties. Thank you, Jesus.
36 double D.
Please, Jesus. We need big titties. Tickle bitties right here, Jesus. Pray with me now.
No.
So, I was trying to understand, just in this, you know, 10, 15, 20-minute conversation with her, how... I couldn't imagine that in public. Like, her interacting... She's just so far...
Gone.
Delusional. And, like, I don't know. I don't understand how she's alive still. Maybe people deliver everything to her, and she just... I don't know. These people are crazy. And then she starts talking to me about how she met George. Have you met George? Good friend
Costanza?
Of... Good friend of hers. No, the other one. Bush?
No.
Very spiritual man. Very intelligent. You may be saying to yourself, are we talking about the same Bush? Yeah, the same Bush. Totally. Very intelligent. Very spiritual. And then she starts talking about raising foster children.
Just like out of nowhere?
Just like that.
Like, so I met George, and now I'm raising these foster children.
Totally just, like, she looks at me when she's talking, but she's, there is nothing.
Looking right through
you. It's so weird. It's so weird. I wish I had just, like, a pinhole camera or something that I could put on a pen or, I wish you guys could see
this.
Use
your phone. Be like.
Just as I'm leaving, like, ciao.
I don't know. Well, like, maybe just sit there and hold it in your hand and, like, let it record and just video some shit she's saying. Should.
She offends me. But you know what? I have to play the part because I'm at work. I have to talk to her and be like, yes, God is good. Truly, we would all be raping and pillaging if God didn't exist. Praise God. And I really wish I could just tell her that she is completely...
Well, I wish I could tell my boss to eat shit and die, okay?
Well, yeah, but she's not my boss. You're not the boss of me, crazy Jesus bitch. You don't know me.
Well, and I get people at work who have kids and I say the wrong thing around them and they get uber offensive.
Fuck them!
Yeah.
Fuck them. And fuck you, crazy old lady. We watched a movie yesterday. Was it yesterday?
I don't remember.
It was called Duplicity. Do you remember
that?
I
didn't even watch it, dude.
Were
I
you
took a
out?
Shower.
I
kind of watched it. You fell asleep through part of it.
Part of it, yeah.
I showered.
Woke up, caught the end. It was so weird. It was like the whole movie was fast and intense, and they were talking in code the whole fucking time almost, just to make sure they knew that they were talking to the right person.
Yeah.
And but it kept, oh man, it kept getting twisted and things, and
I don't know.
They were both
really
spies,
weird.
And in the end, I'm gonna ruin it. In the end, you know what? They both get fucked. Not by each other.
They get played.
They
hardcore.
Get played, sucka. So you're just watching basically this whole. It's like just two people talking and really
they're like,
intense.
Oh, we're gonna branch off and do this instead of what we're supposed to be doing. And the companies they work for really
frozen,
wanted to do that in the first place.
Frozen
so.
Pizzas.
Yep.
Frozen fucking pizzas.
And
now
hair potion.
Hair for men. Hair potion.
Yes.
That's so amazing.
It's really good.
It was pretty amusing though. I don't know. It was cool. So then, check this out. I got this in my email today. Did you get this? From the MPP. There's a douchebag in New Hampshire that's a governor, I guess. John Lynch. Have you heard
of
him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a douche. He vetoed the medical marijuana bill that the state legislature passed last month, and now he's like, nah, dude, I'm going to veto that.
What a fag.
I know. Why do you do that? You're like the last fucking state. Hey, has anyone seen Rhode Island? No. Funny, haven't seen them yet. Like, where are you guys? Where isn't that where Paulo lives? What's going on, Paulo? I don't understand.
Isn't that where 26 lives?
He does.
Yeah.
What, or New Hampshire or Rhode Island? It's one of the two.
I think it's Rhode Island.
I think it's like the same thing. Because if you look on the map, they're like right over each other. So it must be.
Oh.
So MPP's campaign to protect New Hampshire's medical marijuana patients from arrest has already overcome significant obstacles, including strong opposition from the state's attorney general and chiefs of police. They're like, if you take away us being able to bust people for pot, we have absolutely nothing to do. Absolutely nothing. We will have, there is now no crime in Rhode Island and New Hampshire. I can hear you. Thank you for that. I'm going to amplify the fuck out of that just for everyone. And I'm going to make it like 10 minutes. Right in the middle. Boom! So, have you... Is that computer okay? Is it cool? Is everything...
Yeah.
Straight.
We're at...
Still recording.
41 minutes.
Okay, because I've been hearing about this, and, like, I heard about it a long time ago, but I didn't think it was a big deal. I thought it just was Yale or Stanford or wherever the fuck. I didn't think it was, like, everywhere. But okay. Now it's starting to get kind of widespread, and it's starting to kill things.
What is it?
It's cyber attack code from South Korea. A botnet-driven cyber attack on government, financial, and media sites of the U.S. and South Korea includes a newly discovered danger. Bum, bum, bum. The malicious code responsible for driving the distributed denial-of-service attack known as aka W32.dozer.
What?
That's the greatest name ever. This guy is
what the hell is
geek.
That?
Is designated to delete data on infected computers and to prevent the computers from being rebooted. So, like, you do something and your computer's like, okay, cool, now Windows is going to have to restart. If you have this thing, it's like, uh-uh. And then it goes, boom! And you get
like
killed.
My brother's truck.
Yes! Did you tell them about that? That
I don't
amazing.
Remember if I did or not.
So, remember when...
What are you laughing
okay,
at?
Okay, I just read, I'm so tired, sorry for yawning so much, shut up, Matt. I'm going to shut up now and you finish the show, okay?
I'll just go to
ahead.
Sleep.
Go ahead. So basically, don't download anything here, stupid.
What?
Because this is going to infect it and they're all going to explode.
Huh, okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay. So you don't care about it. So maybe you'll care about this.
Okay.
Twitter suspends accounts of users with infected computers. What would you do if you couldn't Twitter anymore? You would fucking cry blood.
I'd just use my phone.
You would cry blood.
I'd use my phone.
Oh, because you don't give a shit what anyone else is doing. You just want them to know what the fuck you're doing. I see. I
no.
see how it works.
You know, okay, when I come home from work, I do check.
Oh, yeah, you are like... Right on the fucking vial, like myspace.com, yeah, yeah, control T, new tab, twitter.com, yeah, control T, new tab. Like, you are so fucking sucked onto that motherfucker as soon as you get home.
I'm not.
If this happened, you wouldn't be able to do that.
What'd I do when I got home today?
You sucked my.
What is the
I'm
first
sorry.
Thing I did when
that
I got home?
That was rude. That was rude of me.
I think you were faking it. You weren't even sleeping.
I wasn't at
I
all.
I knew you weren't.
I was totally not faking it.
Because you weren't snoring.
I don't fake the funk on a nasty dunk.
What the fuck did you just say?
A little something. Twitter is suspending the accounts of some users whose computers have fallen victim to a well-known piece of malicious software that has targeted other sites such as Facebook and MySpace. Those are your fucking
nice.
Trifecta of social networking and letting people know what the fuck you're doing.
Well, if
that
people
is
would just use the jam hole, it'd be fine.
Or that. It's not on Ning, sucka. The malware Coobface is designed to spread itself by checking to see if a person is logged into a social network. It will then post fraudulent messages on the person's Twitter account, trying to entice friends to click the link, which then leads to your computer fucking exploding and nice. Killing you. And killing you with shrapnel.
The kitty is eating my hand.
I see that.
Trying to.
Thank you for that.
Sorry. I was just kind of like doing this.
So that sucks. If you're dumb and click on links you shouldn't, sorry. That's what happens.
Yeah. Well,
please keep screaming.
I'm sorry. She bit me.
You want to talk about... Do you want to talk about Sarah Palin again?
Not
please?
Really.
I fucking
go ahead.
Hate her so bad. This was called Palin Appears on Gun Rights Radio Talk Show, Anchorage, Alaska. Of course, proud for you, Josh. This is your girl.
This is Josh's little...
I heard, you know what I heard?
Piece of heaven.
You
what?
Know what I heard word on the street is?
What?
When Sarah Palin cheated on her husband the first time.
Okay.
It was with Josh from Big Mouse Podcast. I wanted to gossip, so you hear that from me.
Oh, my God. I won't tell. Josh, you're super safe with me.
Josh from the Big Mouse Podcast had his penis, and Sarah Palin from the...
from Alaska.
From trying to run Alaska, I guess. Gun rights enthusiasts welcomed Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. She made an appearance Friday on a radio talk show whose callers included rock and roll turned avid hunter, Ted fucking Nugent. Let's hear it for Ted.
Nice.
Remember Ted Nugent?
Yeah.
Nugent?
Nugent.
Ted Nugent. You can have that one, Snickers. Palin spoke on the Michael Dukes Firearms Friday show on KFAR Radio in Fairbanks. We need Firearms Friday. We need something like that.
Firearms Friday?
We need, like, Two Tokes Tuesday or something like that. Like, every Tuesday. If you have a jam hole shirt on, you can just sit around and smoke pot all day.
Maybe we'll make up some of those. We'll do something like that.
Something like that. Nugent, well known for the 1970s hit Cat Scratch Fever, wow, 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 told Palin from his home in Michigan that he was firing up the grill to cook some Alaskan black bear backstrap in her honor. Is that what they do up there?
Like, I guess, I don't know.
In your honor, I'm gonna cook this dead fucking bear.
Ew.
In your honor.
That's gross.
I'm gonna cook it in your honor. That sucks.
Does your honor taste yes. good?
Yes.
Okay.
The governor told Nugent that she thought that was, quote, this is your governor, awesome, quote.
Whoa.
Awesome.
Really?
I'll say awesome, and my friends will say awesome. I don't want the governor to say awesome. I don't think that's appropriate. Hacky. The hacky man. That I don't understand her and the crazy lady that looks like Courtney Love. I don't understand how they live.
Well, they're crazy. They're happy with themselves.
I wish there was a thing like John Malkovich where you could just slide into their bodies, kind of, and like just see, like,
see how they see things,
just to see a day in her fucking eyes. Like, it must be the most amazing thing ever. To just be that dumb and oblivious to just whoosh everything. I would enjoy that. Are you falling asleep? Are you cool?
I'm good.
Okay. Well, are you done?
With what?
What time is it?
I don't...
What time is it?
Like the time now
what time
or
is
our
it?
Time?
What time is it? What's the time?
It's 12
what
midnight.
What time is it?
10 after midnight.
What's...
You said, what time is it, not what is the time?
It's time to get ill,
48 fucking minutes.
Actually, it's time to get ill. MDS sent us a story. Do you want to hear about that? Let me tell you something.
Okay.
This was called Man Saves Dogs by Clubbing Cat to Death.
That's fucked up.
Like a cat club, right?
No.
No?
No.
Not like feeding it ecstasy and letting it dance all night long till
no.
the break of dawn?
You don't kill kitties.
No.
You club seals, not cats.
And that's fucked up, too.
Fuck
Someone
seals.
Someone sent me a video Fuck about a seal. That shit, and I cried.
I don't like his singing at all.
They were...
Whoa. What are you talking about? I was totally talking about that black dude. Kiss from a rose on the fucking grave. I hate that guy.
The little seals, and they're all white and fuzzy.
And
then people go out and kill them. That's really mean. Unless they're like deer here. You know what I mean? Like, you just gotta hate them sometimes.
Burger says, time to smoke some meth. Was he on meth? Oh, it would be awesome.
Like, you just gotta hit a deer every once in a while just because they're, like, overpopulating.
Right. Like Dexter, kind of. Sure. You just gotta kill the bad ones.
So, maybe they do that with the seals. I don't know. But it still pisses me off they kill baby seals.
Go PETA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still like hunting, but...
A man clubbed a cat to death on Thursday to save his two dogs from injury, of course.
Like pit bulls or something, and it's this little cat.
Raise dogs that aren't big fucking pussies.
You know what? It's a fucking chihuahua.
And this cat
is
this
like
cat
gonna
was
eat
just...
it. It's like picking it up like a rat because that's what she thought it was. She's picking it up by the back of the fucking neck and shit. She's gonna go eat it.
According to it,
she thought it was a rat. She's gonna eat it.
I can see that big ears, fucking
yeah. You know the no fur chihuahua things.
Yeah, those things are so ugly. So ugly. According to an incident report from the Bay County Sheriff's Office, 53-year-old man residing on Sherry Lane reported an animal attack on Thursday. The man said he was cooking dinner about 10 p.m. I reckon when he heard my two dogs fighting in the front yard. I went to check on them and found them fighting with a cat he had not seen before. I had not seen before. I tried to pull the dogs away from the car. But the cat kept attacking the car.
I don't even know.
It says car. The man received several minor cuts on the fingers of both hands from the cat. He said
fighting
he was
for
forced.
Its, life.
It's a cat, dude.
Duh.
Unless it's like a mountain lion or something, because then those things are fucking mean. They'd kill your fucking pit bull.
Now that's
real
a kitty
quick.
You can clutch
that's
to death.
That's a bad kitty.
And then stuff it.
Yes.
Because they're cool looking.
And no charges have been filed.
It didn't say what kind of dogs it was?
Nope, didn't say
it's
jack
It's a fucking chihuahua.
Probably.
He knows why.
From our most fucked up state? Of course it was. Everyone there has chihuahuas. It's law.
I had a chihuahua Maltese. Mix.
What happened to that dog?
Got hit by a car.
Why?
Because he liked to fuck other dogs.
That's why.
He was neutered, and he still got out of the fence to go fuck other dogs. He got hit by a car when he got out one day, and I cried my eyeballs out.
That sucks. That will fucking happen. You want to hear about mentally challenged women being tortured?
Yes.
Yes.
I would love to hear about some
mentally challenged women
being tortured.
From Canada, from Winnipeg. Is this the guys from Hotcakes?
From Canada?
Are you guys torturing retards up there?
They are.
Because that's not nice.
That's awesome.
A mentally challenged Winnipeg woman was held a virtual prisoner for several months while her captors repeatedly burned her body with cigarettes, beat her, and pushed her down the stairs.
Yes.
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 Have the abortion. That's all. That's all. You wouldn't have got kicked out of the stairs. I mean, the cigarette burns, honey, that's just what you got with. I don't know what to tell you. Dale Erickson, 24, his sister April Armstrong, 33, and their mother, Thelma Hendrickson, 62, and another 21-year-old, some chick. They're a bunch of chicks. Facing possible sentences ranging from 6 years in prison to several months in jail.
Nice.
So is prison worse than jail?
I bet the retard did something to provoke it.
You think?
Like maybe shitting in a hat, you know?
Maybe.
Smearing poo on the walls.
Maybe. Trying to...
Rape its dog.
You don't know.
Someone should have clubbed it to death.
Someone that should have fucking problem solved.
Right.
Done and done.
Not my chihuahua.
No, the retard. This is a case of unbelievable cruelty, said the attorney.
Animals?
Yes, to the animals.
Or PETA.
It is hard to fathom what would possess people to do it. It was as though human decency... Excuse my face. This text is really small. Oh, wait, you can make it bigger. Oh, that is much better. That is much better. I like that plugin. Hey, can you get that? Can you get us on that? Are you cool? I would.
Oh my god.
Woo!
What the fuck?
Woo!
What do you win?
I win this game.
You suck. I want to win.
You can win next time. Okay?
Okay, now, what about PETA and animal cruelty?
What?
Please go on.
Court heard Thelma Era Hendrickson allowed the then 20-year-old victim to move in with her in October of 2005, and she claimed her father's roommate had touched her inappropriately, of course. I mean, why else would you have a roommate?
It's like, we gotta do your exercises before you go to school.
And one, and two, and three, and four, and one.
Or even better, vitamin juice.
Pounding it from the back. Wait, what? Vitamin juice?
I've heard that one before.
What do you mean?
There's been stories upon stories about, you know, people fucking retards.
Oh, of course.
I mean, the bosses and stuff. They're like, you know, one was like, one got pregnant. It was a retard that got pregnant. And they're like,
it's a pastime.
How'd you get pregnant? And the lady's like, I don't know. And she's like, well, do you have sex? And she's like, well, I don't even know what that is. And like, she explained it to her. And she's like, no, I've never done that. And she's like, well, you know.
What do you do?
And I guess she found out that the retard was working at a grocery store, and every day before she went to go bag up groceries and shit, she would have to exercise with her boss in the office.
Exercise was code for go
sitting
get
on dude's lap and
shit fucked.
Bumping up and down.
Do you think he like had her turned not facing him so he didn't get drooled on?
Probably.
Because that would suck. I would imagine. You get them fuckers going, like, they're just drool fountain, just...
And there was another one with, like, kid retard. It was, like, 12 or something.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Please continue.
Its uncle or whatever said that she couldn't go to school without having her vitamin juice.
And vitamin juice was code
for my seat. So she would sit there and wait for him to jerk off in her mouth every morning before she went to school. Because she thought she needed it to live.
And she swallowed it?
Yep.
I bet she had the whitest teeth on the block.
Or the smelliest breath, either
or. Or the semen smelliest breath, yes.
Yeah, it's great.
That's
how you can trick retards.
I know. It's like God was like, hey, when life gets rough, these are for you. These are for you, my friend.
This is for your entertainment.
Praise the Lord. Praise him. Hallelujah! Thanks for retards, God. The accounts differ as to what sparked the subsequent campaign of terror and abuse. It ended 4 months later when members of the victim's family... My nose is all stuffy again. See? Every time I smoke pot at night, my nose gets stuffy.
What is your problem?
I don't know. It's effed up. I'm kind of sick of it.
Are you flawed?
What?
You're flawed.
I am not flawed.
Why can't you do this?
I will be able to in the morning, and I could earlier, so suck it.
You're flawed.
Whatever. It's because I got your pussy up my nose still. That's what it is.
I think your nose was actually in my ass.
Probably was. Thank you. Police found the victim in an upstairs bedroom emaciated with two black eyes. Should have listened the first time. Bruises and burn marks all over her body. You guys were all thinking it. I know you were. And clumps of hair missing from her head.
You didn't
even
give them time to think of it. You're like with two black eyes.
Come on.
Should have listened the first time, huh?
Got a quota to fill. Come on. Bird victims are the four accused provided police statements and made to a horrifying array of assaults. Blah, blah, blah. That sucks. So.
Retards. Abused.
Yes.
Abused.
You want to hear another Florida story? Check this out.
Okay.
Our most fucked up state, right?
My hometown.
Hallelujah.
Right.
This one is called Florida Dad Asked son to help dispose of murdered prostitute's body.
Cool. What's the name?
Alan John Jet.
What?
Benny and the Jets.
Oh my god.
48 is charged with first degree murder in the June slaying of LaShonda Ray Brand. Orange County Sheriff's official said. Do you know her?
Nope. What town was that in?
Orlando.
Oh, I don't go there.
Fuck you, Orlando.
I went there once for modeling convention.
Nice.
Because I had to go. Because I worked for the company that was there.
Of course. Were you a spy?
No, I was a model.
Were you a spy playing a spy?
No, I was a model.
Were you like spy versus spy?
No, I was like on 9-inch stilettos walking down a runway.
Right, like you're that Aeon Flux chick.
Without the monkey feet.
Right.
Right.
You got some pretty big feet, though.
Hey.
The boy was interviewed at school late last month. The authorities say he gave up his father. According to the affidavit, the boy said he heard his father and Brand argue about the number one thing everyone argues about.
Money?
Money! Booyah!
I win!
You win!
I win!
You win! You win.
I don't want to win anymore.
What?
Oh. You hit me in the head. I win. You hit me in the head.
He told investigators he later saw Brad's body wrapped in a blanket and tape. Cool. It's kind of a shitty way to dispose a body, especially in Orlando, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Like, that shit starts to stink.
Yes,
it does. Do you smell that?
Yeah,
I do.
Go to a pig farm.
I smell that. Oh, okay. Fuck.
So I put in my 2 weeks today.
Did you?
I did.
What? Why would you do that?
Because
you have no more bills to pay?
No, that's not it. Right. And since Mikey's truck blew up.
Oh, right. Did you ever tell that story? Now would probably be a good time to do that.
My brother's truck blew up that he bought like a week ago.
Stop me if you've heard this already.
Right. Just driving down the road, it popped and flame shot out the hood and smoke came in through the vents and shit. He threw it in park and ran and it exploded.
Like, literally.
Literally exploded.
Did you post the pictures of that?
No, my brother still got a picture of it. I'll have him send it to me.
You should totally do that. Because
just a picture you see on a dirt road and there's trees on both sides and there's this ball of fire in
just
the middle.
Just boo.
And all I got was, my truck.
Yeah.
That I was sucks. Like, holy fuck. But I was kind of thinking that since he doesn't have a car now, and if I want to quit my job.
We'll let him move in next.
No, he can have my car.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah, he can have my car.
Here you go, bud.
Maybe, maybe not.
I don't know. You know what else?
What?
Sorry. You can have the car payments also.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what else? You can have the insurance payments also.
Oh, yeah.
You know what else?
What?
You can pay to put gas in it also.
And get new tires because it needs that too.
And new tires. Hey, how much are tires for that beast?
It would be $1,200 altogether.
I'd say $1,200.
For four brand new tires.
Four tires. Rubber.
I only need two brand
rubbers,
new. Rubbers,
so we like to call them. Rubbers. Four of them.
Well, I need some rubbers.
No. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I know. They told me that, and I was like, just give me two.
Yeah, I'll take one and... Hold on to that other one, though, because I'm going to be back in a couple weeks when I get paid again.
Right.
Because that's how we all fucking live out here, like fucking animals, paycheck to paycheck. That's how we roll.
So, today at work, I go in the morning thinking that I have to open.
Right.
And I get there, and my boss is like, what are you doing here? I'm like, coming to work? He goes, no, you don't work. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're not here till 11. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Nice.
So I go and meet up with you to hang out for a while until I have to go to work at 11.
You come to my work and watch me in my
not
fucking
work.
Pit of misery.
Doodle on the board and...
We got donuts.
And
oh, yeah.
Donuts.
That was so awesome because, like, the owner, our, you know, friend's dad was totally there. And we have a big board with all of our names, and then there's, like, schedules and people's last names and things to do. So we kept writing on there, like, have gay sex 145, and then Ryan wrote have bestiality 230, and then the boss came in and, like, looked at it and looked at us and was just like, wow, guys.
Hung his head a little low.
And they said we had
the eraser.
Yeah, they said we had to erase it because people come back there sometimes.
It was good.
I love my job, though.
I sat there and smoked while I watched you load your truck.
Yep.
And
get pretty buff, beefcake.
Wow. But the whole time I was sitting there, I just kept getting more pissed off and more pissed off and fucking thought about my job and my position
right.
and where I'm at.
And if people don't know, maybe sum it up like you...
I've been there for 2 years.
And
I haven't gotten a raise
like
in
shit.
One.
Booyah. That's it.
I haven't gotten a raise in 1 year. Over a year. I could walk into another kitchen if they were hiring, which most kitchens are not hiring.
Hypothetically.
Right now. If I could walk into another kitchen right now, I would, and I would be making a dollar over what I make now.
Right.
And I've been at this place for 2 years.
Which is why.
Right. And I'm the only one left from the beginning.
Right.
I'm the only certified corporate trainer.
You're like a manager there then, right?
No.
Well, wait, what? What?
I'm a glorified line cook, if you will.
And the trainer and
it's,
everything
I'm a
else.
Corporate trainer.
Nice.
And I'm supposed to go out and open new stores, but...
Right. So you're making bank then. Like, you run that place, right? You're making good money.
Like
you got
10,
some good...
25.
Good benefits, right?
No. My health insurance blows and my dental got canceled.
Huh. I am not understanding this.
They rely on me for everything and give me nothing...
And you're miserable about it all the time? And
yeah.
That sucks.
I'm tired of being undermined. I've put in my resume 3 different times for a management position.
And they're like, no, sorry, we're going to give it to this other dude that you actually trained, but...
I've trained every manager in that building. Every single one, how to cook
they
online, how to
take advantage
how to work
of you, because you're a chick. Do you think that's it, maybe?
I don't know.
They're just like, she
needs... I think
needs,
it's because
they
of the
know.
Way I look. Honestly, I really think it's because of the way I look.
That, and they know you need the job. So they're like, she'll do whatever we want. We could tell her to suck our fucking dicks, and she'd be back there fucking sucking some dick, you know? And that's what they do, and they take advantage of you. It kind of pisses me off that you come home and you're like, this place fucking sucks because they're all a bunch of fucking assholes, and now I have to go back... Because they called me in because they can't handle it.
Right.
That sucks.
And I've never had a weekend, like I never had Saturday and Sunday off the entire time I've been there. And I've been asking,
but they
can
give
I please
it
have at least Sunday off?
One day that we have off together.
Right. That's all I want.
But they give it to the people that have kids or that go to church. I'm offended at that.
Check
that
this out.
Me.
Check this out.
I'm offended.
There's a lady that's there that's Prince. Been there since about 4 months after we opened initially.
Right.
Okay, she's been there for a while. She's a good server. She's older, has 0 kids, single, basically just like me.
Right.
Without even you.
Whoa.
Okay. Totally independent, whatever. Doesn't even have any pets.
Negative me.
Just her, chilling. She gets a 5-day week set schedule, Saturdays, Sundays off.
Is it because...
It's been that way since she was hired. I brought it up once to her, and she said, well, how many weekends have you worked in your life? I've worked more weekends than you can count. I'm like, I wasn't born yet. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I was like, holy fucking bite my head off, bitch. I just want a fucking weekend off.
Go
Jesus
do
Christ.
Some meth. It's cool.
And so...
That's not cool. I'm sorry.
I am just tired of it. So... I love my job. I love doing what I do.
You're
I'm
good
just
at
tired.
It.
I'm
from
fucking,
what I've seen.
Dude, you haven't seen me work, really.
Kinda. Just, yeah. I've heard you yell. I've heard you run some shit.
Up and down a muff. That's my favorite callback.
Thank you.
We are up and down a muff.
So that sucks. So you're like, I will give them 2 weeks notice. But I do like my job. So if you want me to stay... then I would like this and that.
Yeah.
And what was this and that?
I would like to at least be put up to $11 an hour.
Right. Very understandable. 11 bucks an hour.
It's only a 75
to run
cent raise.
Your fucking kitchen.
Right.
11 bucks an hour. Is
and
that
train,
cool?
And train the next two managers that are coming in.
Jesus fuck. That is ridiculous, dude.
Yeah. And yeah, 11 bucks an hour. So a 75 cent raise, which
right.
is not a big deal.
Not at all.
My first raise was
I got
a 75
that.
Cent raise.
No problem.
Then
I don't
I
know if you
all...
know this or not, but we're actually doing really well. We pull in, oh, I'd say probably $50,000 every fucking few days. Maybe every week.
Famous Dave's?
Shit, yeah. They're doing a lot better than Anna's.
Well, yeah. We do more than they
and that
do
sucks,
in a day,
really,
in an hour.
I really wanted to see that business succeed. Yeah. I really do.
Well, with days like today and probably tomorrow, we rake in about an average of $2,000 an hour.
Right.
On average.
So it's not like you're sitting back there just standing around. Like, you're fucking hustling for
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
And then
like
you gotta
today,
clean up that shit. Like, that's bullshit, dude. If you want it done right, that's why
like,
it has such a high fucking turnover rate, because nobody wants to do it because you're a bunch of fucking assholes.
This is an example of why I'm tired today.
Please.
Okay. I go in to work my second half of my split shift, which I asked them not to schedule me for, and they did anyway. And the guys that are on the line know their spots, they're strong in those positions, so I put them in those positions, and I'm like, hey guys, you guys are going to work here, here, and here. Stay there, you're good at that. And I was just going to be the runner and make sure everything's getting done and kind of sit back and just kind of watch and make sure everything's getting done, whatever, peeking over shoulders and shit, making sure everything's right. And I'm doing that, and the new manager, dude, the newest manager that's there came up to me or came up to one of my guys and goes, hey, I want you to go over with Derek and learn Fry. And
right.
Danny, go come down here to cut, and I want you to cut for the rest of the night. And I'm like, excuse me? What? Why?
Why would you do that?
He's like, well, if you want everybody in their strongest positions, you got to be here. I'm like, I'm not talking about me. I'm
wow,
talking
dude.
About your newbies.
Hold on. What's your job? What does he do?
A manager.
Pardon?
A manager. And I said,
that's amazing.
Why do you, on a Friday night, you want the guy that isn't even certified to be a trainer yet to fucking train this guy for his first time on a Friday night on Fry?
It is kicking on a Friday night.
I was like,
everyone's
you want
here.
To throw someone in a new position.
Have you seen
on
the
a
mayor? Because he's at Famous Dave's. She, he, what is it? What's our mayor here?
Uh-huh.
Do we have a mayor?
It's a bear.
I should run for it.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
dude.
It's just gay. It's just
so
another
fuck
fucking
like,
thing.
What's the worst that happens? You find another job cooking at another fucking restaurant. And
it just sucks because I've been there for so
don't.
Long, and I like it, and I know it. I know it in and out. I can go
yeah.
in and just – I can go in there just fucked out of my gourd. Like, like I could go in there
maybe
so hungover
so.
And just – fucked up and I mean, seriously, I can go in there ODing and do my job.
That helps your cause.
Yeah.
So,
but
Dana for
them,
manager, and we can all OD.
Woo! Well, you
no?
know what I mean. I can walk in there and do my job with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
You know?
And they know that, and I think they just take advantage of it, and that sucks. So you have to every now and then be like, look, asshole, either this happens and this happens.
Well, like
or
I said,
I'm
I asked
out.
For the $11 an hour. I want all openings.
That's right.
And a set
you want
schedule.
The same hours as me so we can do this fucking show 3 days a week. This is like my third job. Second one now.
And when they want
I'm
me to
really...
train, I'm so fucking sick of this. When they want me to train a new person, don't schedule me to open with them.
Yeah.
The first time they fucking
yeah.
work. Well, that's retarded because then I have to do everything and watch that one person and then do everything while we're open.
That's not fun.
No, it's not. And today when I went back into work, right, okay, the two people that were opening were my two newbies that I trained on Fry and salad side.
Right.
They don't know anything on grill side at all. And so when I got there, like I thought, everything was effed on the side that I work on, which was so lovely. And I'm like, okay, dude, you need this, this, fucking this, that, grab that, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. I ended up just walking in there, rearranging the whole place. And I finally said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go over here and portion shit. If you guys get weed, just yell. I'm like, I'm not doing shit.
So what did they say when you gave them your 2 weeks?
The one manager,
like, see you later.
Manager who was moved up from the server position. You know, right. He's been there as long as me. He took a leave of absence for like 3 months.
To find himself?
Sure.
Okay.
And
we've all done that, right?
He came back and became a manager or whatever, and now he's got the kitchen manager position. And so I gave it to him.
You know what you need?
Huh.
God. Just be like, I found God, brother. Boom. Instant.
Well, this was great
manager.
Because I walked in and I looked at him. I said, Charles, I'm putting in my 2 weeks. And I do this to him a lot, and I fuck with him. I'm like, I quit. I fucking quit.
You cry wolf. You're a wolf crier.
And he's like, no, you're not. You're just kidding. I'm like, no.
This
I'm
time,
not joking, man.
This time, it's personal.
He didn't believe me, and I walked in the office and sat down at the computer and brought up fucking
Word.
Microsoft Word.
Word.
And just sat there and started typing. He's like, you're totally serious. I'm like, yeah, I'm totally fucking serious, dude. He's like, well, you know what? I would tell you to hang in there, but I understand. He's like,
fuck this place also.
He's like, being moved up into this position isn't what I had in mind. He goes, I'm being effed over just as much, dude. He's like, I don't like being back here. He goes, I'm a server.
Yeah.
He's like, I like being a server. That's why I got the job here as a server. I make more money as a server.
No shit.
And he's...
That sucks, dude. Yeah. Whose fault is this?
I am good in the kitchen. Put him back in the front of the house.
And I'll
stay in the back.
Yeah. Problem solved.
Done and done.
Now hire more people and let's do it.
More not idiot people, please.
Well, hey, there's only so much to choose from.
Well, right? I'm tired of idiots, so.
That sucks.
But yeah, so I'm going to call my district operator tomorrow and hopefully he'll give me my demands.
And if not, then see you later. Give your car to Mikey and be like,
enjoy. Quit smoking because I won't have any money.
Yeah, I'll roll them for you. I will roll them for you.
And you'll support me?
I will do my best.
I'll die.
And if not, you will strip and we'll make videos and you can support yourself.
Hmm.
We got 2 voicemails.
Okay.
I'm going to play them. Right now.
What up, Jam Hole? This is Josh from Big Mouth Podcast. Dude, I gotta tell you guys about fucking Wells Fargo. So I go in today, I don't cash my check, I deposit my check. I go to Walmart, and I made sure that the funds are made available immediately because I'm going to Walmart and go buy some groceries, you know. So I spend an hour and a half in Walmart gathering up all my groceries and get to the checkout line, go to pay my fucking, you know, my bill there. $250 in groceries, and it's declined. So I'm like, huh, that's weird, because my funds were available. I just bought a pack of smokes on the way here. So I end up going down to Wells Fargo, and guess what? They're fucking closed, dude. So I gotta go back to fucking Walmart. I get back up to the teller, or to dude, and I'm like, dude, hold on. Let me call the number on the back of this card, because somebody's gotta, let me get my money. You know, I got like $900 ready to come at me, you know, it's my money. It should be made available now.
Yes.
Call up the lady. I gave her the old KATG. What do we do now?
What do we do now?
I'm so pissed. I'm shaking right now. and she's like, well, the only thing you could do is like write him a check or use another payment, form of payment. And I'm like, well, I don't have another form of payment. It's fucking check. Give me my money. And she's like, well, I can't, sir. It's got to go through 12 hours of whatever the fuck, you know, so they can verify the funds or whatever in the check. And I'm like, the check's from Wells Fargo account into my Wells Fargo account. No problem, right? Big problem. Now the lady's telling me, well, it's got to go through 12 hours of, you know, federal whatever the fuck clearing bullshit. I don't even know what she said. I wasn't listening. But I gave her the what do we do now. She told me, fuck off. So I told her, fuck you. Would you rather me call the cops and then tell them, hey, they're holding my money hostage and I need my money? She's like, well, you can do that, sir. Fucking, oh, bitch. Anyway, fuck Wells Fargo. I'm going there tomorrow. I'm going to break up with Wells Fargo, dude.
Yeah.
The worst part is I went to bat for these motherfuckers. I was like, Wells Fargo isn't that bad of a company. When all my friends are like, Wells Fargo sucks, I'm like, dude, Wells Fargo's fine. Don't worry about it. Man, they've been, you know, working on their image and shit. Well, they weren't. They fucked me. Fuck Wells Fargo. Fuck you, Wells Fargo. Fuck you in your stupid ass. Peace.
Wow.
That's awesome, because I, too, have a Wells Fargo account.
Is yours through Wells Fargo?
Fuck yeah, because I maybe deliver to them every now and then, and it's nice that when I get paid, I'm already there, so I'm like, you know. And it's cool because you can text message this thing, this number, and yeah, it'll send you your balance or activity just like that. It's kind of cool.
But
they
did.
Do that. Those motherfucks, they do that. They yeah, fuck you.
They made fucked. Me wait almost 2 days
I've
to get my
fucked.
Money before.
You know what, though? I figured out if you take your check and then you cash it and then go out to your car and then come back in and deposit the cash, it's there instantly.
Yep.
If it's cash.
Yeah, if
do
it's
that.
Cash.
That's
but
awesome,
they charge
though.
You to cash your own checks.
Not if you have an account there.
No, they do.
Not me.
They charged me. To it cash- was $10 to cash my check to deposit into my account.
They thought you were a dumb chick and they effed you.
They just never cashed it there.
Long and dry and hard.
They
and
are assholes and they are yeah, right in the parking lot of yeah, where I work. So I'm like, cool, bank right there, sweet. And I got with them and they, the only account I could get was if I had the checking and the savings. And each one day a month or whatever,
yeah,
$20
would
get moved
in.
Into the
it
savings.
It did that to me. And it took it, and there was no money there, but it took it anyway because
right,
it's a prick. And then I was like, negative fucking money. And then, boom, they get you for
overdraft
negative
fees.
Money.
That's
fuck
it's just
you.
Going into your savings
that's
account.
That's how it works.
Take it out of the savings account then.
I
don't get it. I got
but
off of that train.
I have accounts that are hooked up to that for the site and all that shit, so I'm probably just going to tough it out.
I hate Wells Fargo. Fuck
I
them.
Deliver to them, so they know me. So if anything,
we also do
I'm
all
like,
of our banking through fucking Famous Dave's with it, and they have effed us a few times.
Remove my fee. Sometimes they do.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Another voicemail?
Got one more.
Hey, it's 26. I hit a bunch of Vicks earlier. Well, not a bunch. I only had three. They're like the 500 milligram ones that actually have like 5 milligrams of hydrocodone because most of it's fucking like aspirin or some fucking shit. That's but anyway, the fucking point of it is, you were talking about that fucking like, you saw that horror movie that was zombie rape porn. Well, I'm listening to an old episode because I'm in my car. And so, yeah, you mentioned that zombie rape porn shit. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me, back in Spanish class, 10th grade, Spanish 2. Now.
What the hell?
His phone died. Or maybe he crashed. Oh, has anyone talked to him since the 7th of this month? Anyone.
Oh my god.
Huh. That's
where'd
weird.
26 go?
Hey buddy.
I like
go?
How he always sounds trash.
I know. Or just sad. He's
oh,
like,
depressed.
This is 26. I'm fucking pissed off, Matt. I got like 6 Vikes, but they're the small ones. I got ripped off. I'm pissed. Burger says he took too much. Too much. That's pussy shit, though. Fucking, come on. I got fucking 5 milligram Vikes, man. We can shove them up our asses.
All right.
All right. Are you good? Are you done? You cool?
What?
Are you cool? Are you awake?
It's almost 1 in the morning.
That's right. It's bedtime, baby. So, thejamhole.com/donate $20 shirt, CD, stickers. 6
CD.
More. Everyone got paid today. Come on. 6 more. I want them gone.
I wish I got paid on Friday.
I want them gone so we can start working on new ones. That's what I want. September 25th, come on down. Want to hang out? You want to hang out on September 25th with me?
Yes. I'm going to have
do-si-do. To. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
So I think the plan should be that me and you are there for the, you know, initial thing. And then
right.
Brayden will that sit would... on the side in a little kitty chair.
No, don't do that.
That'd be so cute.
Oh, that's mean. But yeah, I mean.
It'd be great. You know those little plastic, like, play school chairs you have when you're a kid? You're going to sit right next to there. So you sit next to mommy and daddy and hang out and play with your little fake microphone, your play school microphone.
Can we make him wear a suit?
Yes. One of the like t-shirts that looks like a suit, you know, like that.
That's classy.
And like slick his hair back like he's Pee Wee Herman. Like that.
I can totally see that.
Oh yeah. And but, I'll do the pink on the cheeks too. That'll help.
That's fantastic. That'll be fun, so make sure you come hang out with that for that. With that.
Oh, Burger says, I'm in. It's only like a 30-hour drive.
I know, that sucks. I apologize. We're not anywhere near anybody, so.
Sorry, we're kind of
sorry,
in
the guys. Maybe all the listeners that have, like, been here for a while will give them a code, and they can have, like, the movie for, like, $5 or something. That way.
Maybe.
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 We'll probably just put it up on YouTube.
No! We need money!
Money!
Money, money, money!
Fuck money. I hate money so
bad. I know I'm pissed at it, too, but we gotta have it.
Gotta have it. We'll be back Monday.
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 Monday, Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday, Monday. Have a good night, guys. We love you. Goodbye.
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 You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.